This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It is Valentine's Day.
What? Is that a Rolex?
No, this is a rare Seiko. I sold my Omega the other day.
I thought it was a Rolex Pepsi.
And I'm on like, the list for the actual Rolex.
Yeah, that's like a wannabe Rolex.
No, this is a sick watch. It's an SKX.
Nah, that's all right. What's going on, Maddie?
Hey, how you doing, girl? What's up, guys? I love any watch that you wear. I support everything.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Bah humbug, I say. Newly single,
yes.
Out here.
Ooh. Congrats.
Yeah, it is weirdly, as you get older, it is a feeling of congratulations, right?
Yeah.
When you're younger, it's like all like devastating. You're like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. And now it's like, okay. It's almost like I was born. I was reborn.
I've never seen Zach smiling like this.
I know.
Look at Zach's grin.
Holy shit.
What?
You're like, I'm single.
Love you.
I thought you loved her.
What? No, I can't. There's no one I love as much as you.
There you go.
It doesn't mean I don't also care for other people.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're my buddy.
You're my buddy. Welcome to the show. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. It is Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out what you guys are doing. Hopefully you guys are going to have some fun tonight.
Yeah, I'm going out with your ex.
Which one?
Yes, seriously.
I haven't decided yet.
Lots to talk about on today's show. Let's do our plugs. Let's introduce our guests and let's get fucking moving. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we're from that time of the week with Maddie Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Maddie Smith is here.
Hey, everyone. What's happening? Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Can we get the plug music? Yeah, let's get this plug music going. There we go. Maddie, what do you got to plug?
Hey, guys. What's up? Plugging up my fucking shit.
It's a period.
Yeah, I have a heavy flow and a wide set vagina. So on Wednesday of this week, I'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone. And then March 1st, I'm at Chicago Zanies. Wednesday, March 16th, Zanies Nashville. And I had one more, but I got a little high, and now I can't remember. So just go to MaddieSmithComedy.com. Thank you, motherfuckers.
Leffer, the great Leffer is here. You guys know him from that Leffer show. No, the Leffer show. Sorry, I read that from that time of the week.
You made it very gay in Disney. That
Leffer show.
Follow me on social media, and on the 24th, we're going to be doing Leffer and Friends at the Stand, 8 p.m. main room. It's going to be a great time. Last one was like 3 tickets short of selling out, so get your tickets.
Sick.
It's going to be a blast.
And you say sold out?
Yeah, but you know. I should, but I don't want to lie to these people. They'll show up, see one empty table, and be like, it's not sold out. Yeah.
Well, they don't know. Maybe that people didn't show up. Maybe those people got into a car accident on the way there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean it wasn't sold out.
Maybe it's reserved for industry.
Ooh.
Then they know they're not coming.
Who doesn't come?
Lev, I also like how, and I was complimenting you today on my Twitch stream. I was talking about how funny you've become since you've gotten fat.
Oh, thanks.
It is an interesting thing to watch happen. It's not even, you've always been funny, but you have to, like, your ego has been deteriorated because you used to be so handsome,
yeah.
And now you grow the mustache. Like, you really are just
you gained weight and humility.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, in order to kill your ego, I was talking about it with Butterly this morning. the only thing equal from being a hot guy to turning into a fat person, right? A hot chick, hot guy, and turning into a fat person, the way that kills your ego, you would have to do a 48-hour ayahuasca trip into the desert in order to achieve what you've achieved.
Thank you. So you have a new level
Probably should have just done the ayahuasca trip.
I have a new shorter outlook on life.
Yeah. Zach, what do you have to plug, my friend?
My cartoon's dropping today at some point. Just check out social media at Zach is not funny on Insta, ZA Spook Show on Twitter, and yeah, first episode's gonna drop today. Keep an eye out.
Fuck yeah.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, we got some live stuff coming up this Saturday night, February 19th. Myself and the great Zach Amigo at the Regent Theater in Boston, Massachusetts. Grab those tickets right now. Very, very excited to come back into Boston. It's been a long time since I've been there. Then February 24th through 26th, we will be at Comics at Mohegan Sun. Going to be spending all of my money on blackjack. So go watch me really deteriorate my entire life that weekend. So come out to Comics at Mohegan Sun. Then March 4th and 5th, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. 25th, 26th, I'll be out in Long Island at Brokerage and Governors. So make sure you grab all the tickets for all those shows. Lots more stuff coming up all over the place. I'll be in Texas. I'll be in Chicago, Ontario, California, San Diego, Pennsylvania, Albany, and many, many more. Go to Lewis... excuse me, I'm dying. LewisofSkanks.com. LewisofSkanks.com. Grab your tickets for all of those shows right now, and make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for this show and many other shows here on the network, including Legion of Skanks, Yo MMA Rap, Writer Dave Smith's MMA Show, and many other shows. And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Been crushing it. Just about to be partnered. I'm one average viewer away from being partnered.
What is partnered?
He broke up 3 days ago. He's ready for a new partner.
It's a blue check mark.
Oh, shit.
It's just a blue check mark. Pressure. That's really what it is. But it does make me feel good.
Oh, yeah. I heard you won a game of 2K.
I did. My butt fucked Big J. It was awesome. Mm.
I don't know how you're going to handle actually having a gun in your ass.
I'm not going to have a gun in my ass.
You're that 100% confident?
I've played the game a half dozen times in my life.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm talking about, like, I don't play the game.
You're talking about comedy?
Exclusively been playing this game since it came out. Since they created 2K, he's been playing this game, the only game that he plays. Yeah. And I was able to, and I use an all-star team, which I know is like, you know, a cheat code, and it's a great team, but I don't know how to play the game. And I was able to beat him. So all I got to do is get, and I can use any team except for an all-star team. So I have to get an all-star level team and just come within 15 points of him. Yeah. And then I win, and I get to shove a gun into his ass.
What?
Yeah. Man. Yeah, Maddie.
I don't know what any of this is.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I took a gun in my ass last night.
Did you?
Let's just say.
Did you?
Things are loose.
And Nick Cannon is unstoppable.
Listen.
Did you go
he
on
said,
a...
I got to put it in your ass so I don't pregnant you.
Are you still single?
Yes.
Are you single?
No. I've been in a relationship for a while.
Really?
I know.
Nice.
Like 2-something years.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing for V-Day?
Tonight, yesterday we got couples massages, and tonight we got a steakhouse resi. And then probably some anal.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anal.
She's into it. She has always like a thing planned. She's got some sex board game, I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
Or some bullshit like that. One of the first times we ever hung out, we played Monopoly. And every time we landed on another space, you had to do a sexual favor for the other person for like a minute.
She's 10.
Yeah.
She's an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah. So I use those hotels.
That's great. Like, I like it. I'm just not... I would just be like, all right, cut the shit. Like, fuck me. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. I don't need to fucking land on free parking in order to get my balls played with.
Yeah, but like, your relationships don't go over 6 months. Like, you got to do shit like
no,
this
that's
after
not true.
6 months.
My relationships go over 6 months sometimes if it's the right person,
this
if it's the right fit.
This last one was like 8 months.
Was it?
Yeah, shit. But Lewis is also like 20 years older than you.
Yeah.
Once you get a little older, you say, blow me or get out.
I could see that. But no, I feel like my sex drive is going down. Like,
yeah, it should be.
Yeah, so
as you get fatter, your sex. Look up the correlation between gaining weight and a declining sex drive. I promise you.
When I gained weight, I wanted to fucking.
Well, that's because fat girls, they just love to. They love to eat and fuck.
Yeah,
fat
true.
Girls are.
True.
They're down to just munch on.
Once
shit.
You're fat, cum tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah, for fat chicks, it's just more filling. Just in a
yeah.
Let's see. Hormonal changes. An increase in body weight can lead to an increase in sex hormone binding globulin. That's what I call you. That's what I call you when I see you naked. Globulin.
The globulin.
The globulin's here. so you should be creating more globulin.
Which I causes, think your testosterone drops.
Which too. Causes the sex hormone testosterone to fall. Due to the drop in sex hormone, sexual desires and libido may decrease. More globulin, less testosterone, less want to fuck. Yeah. I'm also like, I don't feel sexy when I'm fat. Mm-hmm. Not to make this gay, but we're going to go there. I just don't, when I'm fat, I feel bad for her. Like, I get on top of her, and I feel like I'm just pumping my big fat body into her, and I'm like, this is not good for you.
I haven't gotten on top in a year.
Really?
Yeah. They say it's not safe.
No, stop.
I just don't enjoy it.
Because you're self-conscious.
No, it's just doggy is so much better. I mean, I like staring at the ass, staring at the asshole, you know, so.
You can just say it.
What?
Because Zach talks about it in his act. I mean, doggy is just fat guy sex. And it's
all guy sex. It's the best sex.
No, for me, if I'm going to have an orgasm... It's going to be
masseuse.
me
up
on
against
all fours.
The wall, hand
biting down on my pillow. She's just going
getting
to town.
Getting fucking pegged.
No, I think probably my go-to would be missionary.
Me too.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
What's up, girl?
Were you just trying to sneak in a push-up?
Because I like looking at her face and her tits.
I like it. You can put her knees there near her ears. And
oh yeah, I like the legs on the shoulders.
Yeah, the fold. Folding chair.
Dude, every time I do that, a girl starts to ooh and ow. I'm like, oh, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah,
can't even take the fucking.
Ouch, yeah. Ouch. Shut up.
Shut up. Or you know what?
That's why I like fat girls. You can hit them in the cunt with a sledgehammer.
Oh my
and they're
God.
Like, what was that?
Stop. Don't talk about Lev like that.
Doggy style.
Whoa.
Doggy and
Josh. I'm just trying to meet the vibe. Meet the vibe.
There's like the with doggy style as well, girls cannot know how to do it.
That's true.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Some girls, you're like, arch your
I've
back.
I've heard that. Yeah.
You're like, arch your back, and they raise their shoulders like you threw water on a cat.
Well, they do the scared cat.
Yeah.
So their back is
their
like
a
wrong way.
Yes.
But you're supposed to.
So you have to somehow go underneath it. It's crazy.
Yeah, you have to like fuck them like the Matrix.
Every lady has to stop and explain to them.
They don't know how to pop it back always.
Put your head on the pillow. No, what you got to do is you have to. This is what I do. If she's not doing it right, and this sounds aggressive, but they like it.
I'm ready.
They
pop
like
them,
it.
Pop
all the girls,
Rosie.
Please, all the girls, chime in. Tell me if you like this.
You sweep her arms.
You got to take out her base.
Yeah. You got to understand. You 2-on-1 control. Hammer lock.
No. Yeah. What you do is you grab, like you're.
Every time I do this podcast, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Maddie, focus, because this is important.
I'm ready.
This is why you're single.
That's not why I'm single.
I'll
tell you that much. There's
you're not learning new
on.
Forms of legal rape. That's the problem.
It's not legal rape. You have to
it's regular rape.
Good old fashioned.
Rape's usually legal.
No, dude.
Just the way mom made it.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
You have to take into. Listen, this is Valentine's Day. Right now, everyone's out there. They're going to make love to their wife. Maybe your girl does the fucking whole, you know, backup thing. Or even maybe sometimes.
Okay, we got Pictionary going on here.
No, I will. Or maybe she does this.
He explained this to James this morning.
Maybe this.
Yeah, literally.
Right, so here's you. Here's your dick. Here's your hands.
That's generous.
Right? So maybe she does that.
No,
that is also wrong.
That's the tabletop.
That is also wrong.
You shouldn't be able to have a steak dinner on her back.
You don't date a girl who's like that,
Look,
though.
This is the fucking move. Okay?
Oh.
This is after he's broken their spine.
This is the move. The head has to be down on the pillow. It's very, very,
it doesn't
very
have to be, but sometimes she can arch the back without having to do the
why
pillow.
You're
sometimes
single.
I'll
single.
No, it's not. I'm literally
face
I have
down,
a, I
ass
have
up.
A,
that is the way we like to talk. Your honor.
Judge, she wasn't arching. Bitch wasn't arching.
All right, all right. Go ahead, you're innocent.
I would just use Two Life Crew lyrics as my defense.
So are you saying I've been banned in the USA?
Yeah, so then I said, shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Right.
No, you have to, head has to be down. Now, very often she will be in this position, and right. she will be...
You explaining this to a jury with this fucking picture.
Very often she'll be doing this. So what you need to do is you need to grab her hand like you're a cop.
You're gonna jujitsu this bitch?
No. Like you're a cop. Hand behind the back.
Stop resisting.
Yeah. And her cheek hits like
other this. Hand behind the back. Yeah. She goes boom, head boom. Into the pillow.
Yeah.
And you hold her hands in position.
Right.
And usually
shoot her.
Then you get your partner to come in.
Swap places, and then you disappear forever.
When you turn off the body cam.
If a man did that, if you were doing,
they've done it to me.
Table talk. So a man has done. Grab the hand.
I've been done it all. I've been.
So Canadians say they got raped.
Yeah, I've been done. I've been done.
We call it the citizen's arrest.
Yeah,
that's
I like
what
when they
say.
I like when they do that.
Grab the hands,
yeah,
right?
Do whatever you need. You.
That's what I'm saying. The bitches like it.
Yeah.
Mi casa, AC casa.
Hell yes.
I can see that. It's dominant. It's like it makes it look like you're way more into it. You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she loves it. That's a solid fucking move right there. And it seems, because she doesn't know what's going. You take the one arm, she's like, what's happening? And you take the other arm, and she drops her head into the pillow.
Yeah.
It's also,
she headbutts the bed as hard as she can.
Yeah.
It's also a good way, like, with that first hand, you know if she's been arrested before.
Yeah.
Based on how she reacts. Yeah. She's like, what the fuck, motherfucker? Like, right away. Or if she just gives in.
Yeah.
You start reading her Miranda rights and shit. You have the right to bite the pillow.
You have the right to remain silent. Never talk about this on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's my number one tip for the ladies that are out there. If they're doing doggy style.
I thought people knew to do that.
I know. You would be surprised to this day how often you have to forcefully put them in that position.
Right. It's interesting.
But yeah, I mean, if I'm getting terrible head... I still like don't feel comfortable saying like,
right.
"Hey, I have a girlfriend," you know. No, I'll be like,
"Yeah, well, one more time."
All right, all right.
No, no, no. Guess who's safe?
You don't even want to say "Hey, this hurts."
Time out. Hold on, because Lev comes on a lot. He's a regular, I would say at this point. I need a button that says, "You just got leveled."
Oh, that's fun.
I hate that. Give me your thing.
I'm giving your own button, dude.
Right,
that's pretty fucking sick. You got your own leveled button.
All right, dude. Thank you. Anyways.
And then we got to get something from the Matrix where it's like Agent Smith. If Maddie says something great.
Hell yeah.
Right?
That's good, too. That's good.
Like, Agent Smith is here killing people. I never saw the Matrix.
Me neither, actually. Sorry, I was busy working.
Agent Smith is outside doing crazy shit.
Red pill, blue pill.
Pew.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, so for some reason, during sex, I feel like, especially as, like, a young dude, like, even still to this point, like, saying something, like, that you don't like something, it takes a lot. It's like getting a massage.
Because women are sensitive cunts.
Yeah.
It's just, you feel bad. You feel bad critiquing, and, you know?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it. I feel bad.
Yeah.
I will just deal with absolute horseshit because you don't want to hurt the girl's feelings.
Yes. Because it's a lose-lose, because either she's going to get offended and stop, or she's going to keep going with a look on her face that you know you fucked up, and then you can't enjoy it.
Yeah. This translates to the relationship in every conversation. Like, anytime she fucks up and does something wrong, if you bring it up, it's a lose-lose again. Like, it's better to just forgive her in your head and just move on.
It's better to keep everything inside and then blow up on her 3 years later.
Yeah, huh? Like,
that's what I do.
If she's doing reverse cowgirl and you're like,
Maddie's going through something today, by the way. I don't know what's happening, but like,
just doing some reflecting.
She's like, no, I was broken up with for a reason. I'm single for a reason. Don't you worry.
I'm a toxic whore.
There's real reasons.
Yeah, like if she's doing reverse cowgirl and you're like, ow, you're going to snap my shins in half, you fat pig. Yeah.
She's like,
take it wrong.
No, yeah, she's like, fine. I guess I just won't fuck you.
Yeah.
Meet you in the living room.
She tries to turn her neck. She's like, what was that?
So, Lev, you're the only person here. Oh, no, Zach, you are as well. What is the secret to a good relationship? Because maybe I need advice. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on your love language.
What's my love language?
Cunt. I don't know.
No, that's not true. I'm very sweet.
You're a sweet guy.
I'm a sweet guy.
I think your love language is form fits into your life, and anything outside of that, you're like, bye.
Yeah.
If there's like, you like people who like can come in and like mold.
Yeah, no, but Lewis... I need to. They're called dick puppets,
mm-hmm.
and I. Yes,
they're called Jersey girls.
I need a dick puppet that I can put my dick in and control.
Lewis, yeah. Like I gotta say, he does not get enough credit.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Lewis has an amazing ability to take like a hot chick
and ruin her.
Just and next thing she knows, she's like raising his kid.
Well, that
like she's in. She's a housewife. Like literally. He takes a hot chick and just does that.
He literally in person. Takes their arms behind them and puts their head on the pillow.
Yeah.
And
raise
that's
my
how he
child. Yeah. Slam their head all into a pillow. No, raise my child.
And she's setting up balloons on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know it was over with the balloon story, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Lewis sees the lineup here. Of a show and turns the host into a housewife.
Literally. Maddie, it's very interesting you say that because the balloon story was probably the beginning of the end.
That was it. In my head, I said
that was on Halloween.
5 months. Yeah. 5 months.
I would say it was 6 months earlier, but. I think it. What were we just fucking talking about? Oh dude, this is the one aspect of your life though where I'm like, I like when people are like, Lewis broke up. I'm like, I can't wait to see what he does next.
Right. Yeah.
Like I'm excited. Like
he's kind of like Pete Davidson.
You got
like,
him.
Like, what's next?
You have no idea.
I think next he's fucking Pete Davidson.
Dude, first of all, just watching Kanye West lose his fucking mind.
Yeah, it's a little.
Is
awkward.
One of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my entire life. It's crazy. In a weird way. I get Kanye. I get it.
Yeah,
I completely. Now, here's the thing: he's losing it. That doesn't mean that he's not right. Like if Pete Davidson with his big old 10-inch dick was banging my son's mother.
Kanye's got a big dick too, though.
I'm sure
it's
Kanye's
definitely
got a great
bigger
dick.
Than Pete's.
Big.
I think
you
the
think
Pete thing.
It's bigger. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
How do you
I've seen.
I think the Pete thing's overblown. Just because Ariana Grande says
I've seen
one
Pete's
thing.
Dick.
Kanye's dick leaked in forever ago.
My dick leaks too.
Just gotta yeah, a little bit. Go to
that's
the doctor.
A medical
I've
issue.
I've never seen somebody proud of a chlamydia.
No, I didn't see Kanye's dick. Please let me see it. I'd love to see Kanye's dick. Pete showed us his dick on his on a cell phone camera when he was on Legion of Skanks years ago.
Oh.
And he had to do one of those things, you know, on Instagram where they take multiple pictures and put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his dick. It was massive.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful.
Okay.
You could do that with a small dick, too, though.
No, dude. It was fucking wild.
It was dude, it was like hitting him in the sternum.
Zach's like, no, you can. I would know.
Yeah. It was a really, really big dick. So it doesn't even matter.
Oh. Nice bush.
Yeah, here's the thing. These are just big dicks. You know, what do you want me to say? Potato, patata. So, you know, whatever. It's not, that's not the issue here. It's about Pete Davidson, the perspective of Kanye, because Because to us, we're comedians, and we're like, oh, shit, Pete did it. He's, like, famous. He got on SNL. He did it at Ariana Grande.
Right.
It's fucking cool. We're like, wow, that's awesome, dude. He's, like, really fucking famous. He's in movies. From Kanye, this is, like, a little fucking booger. He's not, like, he's not even famous in Kanye's mind.
Nah.
Yes, I'm telling you right now.
Kanye built an empire. Pete lives at home.
Yes. Kanye's looking at this as, like, little big dick fucking dweebazoid, like a teenager coming over and fucking his kid's mom.
And I don't think that's how he looks at it.
Look
I don't think that's how Kanye looks at anything.
How does Kanye see it?
I think he's trying to be funny with all these memes.
No,
like,
I
he
don't think
knows.
He's trying to be funny at all. I think
is he lucid enough to?
Yeah, like, he's. I think he operates on a different frequency. Like the guy's obviously a fucking genius, but like I think he's literally looking at this like he's trying to hurt his ex's feelings, as you will be in a week. Like. That's just
not true.
Life.
I keep it all off.
He's been doing that for
media.
Since I started dating. They don't have to break up to do that.
No, the pain part's out. The pain is over.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, sometimes people grow apart and it doesn't work out anymore. Okay,
you're right.
You figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think that's what she told the cops.
So, at what point did his fist grow apart from your head? No, I think he's literally seeing. He's seeing like he literally thinks Disney and like corporate media are using Pete as a pawn to like. Fuck over what he's doing and like his messaging and everything.
So you think it's crazier?
I think it is a little crazier, but I see what he's saying.
There's some truth.
Also, like what he's
I'm just saying, like if my girl, like my son's mother, rather, she started dating my equivalent to Pete Davidson, right? So you have to understand, like just like you know, Kanye is to Pete. As Luis J. Gomez is to...
Dylan.
Don't point at me.
No, it wouldn't be Dylan because...
No, not
but I mean, it would have to be somebody doing way worse than Dylan because like the discrepancy between me... like
what
I'm not doing... I'm not doing anywhere near... Like if that's the actual analogy, like it wouldn't be... Like it wouldn't even be a human. It would be like a subpar piece of shit. I'm trying to think.
Harrington.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Harrington. If Beatrice, yeah, I am to Harrington as Kanye is to Pete Davidson. That's a great analogy, okay? Now, if Beatrice started dating Harrington, I would publicly have a meltdown and lose my shit. It would be a fucking problem.
But, like, but why?
You're
Here's
never
the key
meeting
point.
My children, Harrington. Mm-hmm. What? Oh, you're hoping?
But it's because you're, out of respect, he shouldn't ever be in a situation where he's saying yes or approaching
you. Out of respect to herself, she should not be with somebody like Harrington.
Yes. I mean, it's both things, right? So if from Kanye's perspective, he's like, yo, I'm fucking
was
Kanye.
Was Pete friends with Kanye? No.
No, they weren't friends. Kanye hates us,
you know. They had, like, met before, though.
Yeah, no.
Pete's friends with Kid Cudi.
That's not the issue.
Because that's where the Kid Cudi stuff came in.
But I get it. Like, if somebody is fucking my ex-wife, and then my friends are like, oh, no, he's a great guy, I'd be like, what are you, fucking crazy?
No, my excuse me. My son's mother is dating a man who is a great guy. Fucking handsome guy. Big black dick, I'm sure, right?
Can we pull that up, Shannon?
But it's not ideal with any man being in your kid's life. But at one point, you just get over it. You go, all right, well, you have to, and you would rather her be with a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the, I want my son's mother to be with somebody who makes her happy, who helps maintaining a great home, maintaining a great lifestyle for my son, because my son's happiness is the most important thing. This is not about his kid's happiness. Him going on social media and calling their mother, like, fucking crazy names and posting shit about Pete Davidson is not...
Yeah, but if you had $6 billion and you were Kanye West, you'd probably treat that situation a little differently other than like, yeah, I'd get over it.
Maybe.
With $6 billion?
I've never seen somebody that goes to social media to air out their shit and thought, that person's normal.
Yeah.
They're always
yeah.
crazy people.
That's true.
Did you see that he offered Michael Che double his SNL salary to stop working with Pete Davidson?
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
So what?
What did Che say?
Response.
120K.
Che said, sorry, ye, but I would never betray my friends, and then went on to say, for anything less than triple salary.
That's hilarious.
And he said, that's right, 90K per year, full medical, full dental, 4 weeks vacay, corner office, plus a pair of Red October size 12.
That's hilarious. Good for Che. Good for Che. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm enjoying watching this. I guess Kanye posted a text that Pete sent him.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, you're a good dude. I see you being a good dad. I never get in the way of that. Hopefully one day I get to meet your children. And then Kanye posted a response, just a picture of Pete and Machine Gun Kelly in their underwear.
Yeah.
Taking popcorn or something in their mouth. I have no idea. But it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just not the way adults or famous people should act.
Well, he knows that people are having fun with it. Like, that's why he's putting, like, civil war.
What is going on? Why do you love Kanye so much? What is going
on?
He's
great.
There's nothing deliberate here. This isn't a master plan. Kanye's a fucking retard, and he's doing retard
shit.
How do you say
anybody's a retard with a that insanely successful? He has one of the most impressive discographies of any artist of all time.
I don't care. Here's the thing. There's also a moment where you crack. I don't think that he was a retard when he rose to greatness. I think he became a retard based off of probably chemical retardation and his own fucking, the smell of his own shit. So, like, he eventually thought he was a god and eventually thought he was actually fucking...
I mean, I'm sure he does think.
Yeah, he's a crazy person. This isn't like, oh my God, this is a big master plan. No, you're watching a crazy person unravel, and he just happens to have a crazy discography.
Listen, the text.
I think he's a crazy person.
He's still making. He had the best record of the year. He's at his age. He's still putting out the best record.
I heard one song.
Year.
It didn't even sound like music. It was just sound effects.
Yeah, Donda was the best album of the year. Like Drake will tell you that.
I don't care about what Drake will tell me. Why? You need to let go of whatever that is.
Yeah, but you're disconnected from the culture, and you're like, I don't get why. It's like people...
We all agree that he needs to let go of whatever this is.
I love these guys.
The culture?
Yes. I mean, I am the Dylan of this show today.
You are better than whatever you're doing right now, Lev. Enjoying Kanye.
I'm just a fan of these guys. I like them. I like Kanye and Drake.
You need to chill. You need to chill.
You need to fucking chill.
Guys, stop fighting. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what are you Maddie doing? On right now.
What are you doing for Valentine's?
Maddie, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to Connecticut. I got a gig at a Four Seasons. So, life is good. Hey, life is good. I'm not getting pounded.
Paco was trying to take you on a date. Did that ever materialize?
Well, I've been booked and blessed, so I keep having to say no. Thank God.
She keeps having to say no.
I keep going out of town.
Paco, take a hint, you fucking rapist. What is wrong with you? If a girl says no to me three times, I ask two more times. And that's it.
Right.
And then at that point, you take
the
hint.
I feel like you're like a genie. If a girl says no to you three times, you appear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like behind a lamp in her apartment.
Someone
like, never had a friend like me.
Did someone not call?
You've got a friend in you.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need for your car. Every auto part at the absolute best prices. You don't have to go to some sales guy that's trying to upcharge you on everything and make a commission. You can simply go do your shopping online, which is the most convenient and absolutely the best way.
They've been in business for 20 years, and at rockauto.com, you can just get everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or a moron like me who doesn't understand how automobiles work, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com.
So all you got to do, once again, is go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed, as their pricing is already incredible. Just if you do order something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast and Gas Digital. Rockauto.com. All right, where were we? All right, so let's talk about some of this stuff. I mean, all these stories are not even great, Shannon. I don't like any of them. I guess let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl before we do our second round of Crack Amico submissions and see the lifestyles of these Crack Amicos. Super Bowl.
I didn't even watch. I have nothing to contribute to this.
Me neither.
Didn't watch.
You didn't watch? I made $2,500.
I made... Yeah, that's how little money Lev has. He says it that way. I mean, $2,500.
I'm just starting to figure out money, so I'm very excited.
Lev's never had more than $1,000.
He says
by the
thousand.
Way that he said
yeah.
that.
You're right. You're right. Now I have
I got a
little
half
money.
$1,000 hooker.
You did look really excited, though. Congrats. Yeah.
You're telling me this burger is 5% of a thousand?
Doggy, yeah, no, we had it on. I had the kids over. I had my son and my niece over, and, you know, they didn't really give a shit. They were just making Valentine's Day cards.
Are your kids like, where's Natalie? Do they say, like, do you have a conversation with your kids every time you break up with a hoe?
Yeah, no, well, Natalie, they're still friends. She came over and hung out with James the other day. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm not...
So you have a free babysitter now?
Yeah, no, not at all. No, I mean, look, the reality is, like, you know, I talked to my son about it.
And yeah.
I was like, look, you know, dad's got to wander, baby boy. You know, after a while, the Bluetooth just don't work no more. You know, no, I'm kidding. Obviously, I told him that we're better as friends.
Yeah,
you know, he knew us as friends at first.
You told your son that you're better as friends.
Me and him. We've had a good run.
Yeah,
finish blowing me.
You're like you're gonna be living behind her Twitch streams now.
No, I'm very honest with myself.
Yeah. So you guys watched the game yesterday?
Yeah, we watched the game and we watched the halftime show. Halftime show, I kind of hated.
Why?
Because it's like sanitized gangster rap.
Don't get Lev started again. Lev's like, I love these guys.
Tell me why it was great, Lev. Please tell me why it was great. Because you,
I didn't say it was great. I was just asking
you. Probably do think it was great.
There was a lot of meaning behind that. Why?
Yeah. No, I was just asking. I can't ask a question. I didn't even have the sound on during it. I was at a party. So
yeah. The halftime show was just they're doing like you know. Less than radio edits of these songs. So, like, there's, like, any of the edge in any of these songs. They're doing a montage of, like, these pretty awesome songs.
I think it actually adds to the songs for them to be censored like that because then you really focus on the other stuff they're saying, you know, the deeper message.
I hate you.
You said the guy who had the sound off.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, the deeper message of lose yourself.
Yeah. it just sort of blows. Like, they're doing this and because it's weird as well because high-def television has changed something. When you're dealing with, like, especially men, older men, it's a little different. I shouldn't be able to look at Dr. Dre and be like, he's had work and he's wearing makeup.
Yeah.
It bugs me. It's just like.
You think Eminem's eyebrows were too dark?
He's
like a Muppet.
I'm looking at
I get
the,
it. I get it.
It's just, that's not what we liked, Dre and Snoop and Eminem. they were kind of raw, and they were talking, like, Snoop and Dre were talking about killing people, and Eminem was talking about fucking, like, doing drugs with his mom and fucking raping bitches, and, like, it was dark as fuck.
Yeah.
And I understand we're at a different time right now. You can't do that at the Super Bowl, but that's why you don't have that show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's just not the montage I want to see. I don't want to see a CBS version of Eminem it came off as, like, I was like, oh, wow, they're very old. I feel uncool. Like, you know, look, it was cool. It was definitely cool, but I just feel
Don't act like it wasn't funny when they cut the 50 Cent upside down a fat vampire.
Yeah,
he was waiting for the
fat vampire.
Like he didn't finish transforming back from a bat.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like realized in that moment how much he weighs. He's like, oh, shit, I'm fat.
Oh, shit.
Then I kind of feel bad for 50 Cent because he's not actually fat.
No,
he just isn't
he's
ripped.
He's just 20 years older.
It's just not even...
Yeah.
He's still pretty jacked.
Yeah.
It goes in. Like, me and Laverne and Zach, we would kill
my
for that.
My pits would be past my nose.
I would currently
Mine
kill
too,
for that
bitch.
Body.
They're looking at Zach and they're like, who is it?
Yeah.
Do you want to watch some of it?
Please, let's see it. There was the one bitch in the blue pants that was, I felt like she was speaking me through the television.
There was one with the butt tattoo with the, like, scripture
you gotta,
on
no,
it.
You got to see the one chick with the blue pants that was fucking, she's hot too.
That's a hot girl. Yeah, he's definitely thick.
Yeah, he's thick. But I mean, look, he's a little love handle in the back, but he's still, it's still.
No, he's still huge. He's still jacked.
He's
fucking
he literally looks
older.
Like he works out still.
Yeah,
it's
does.
Not like he's.
He works like he works out, but just, like, still drinks too much.
He looks creatine.
Yeah.
That bitch was way too into it. You're a fucking dancer on the floor. You shouldn't even be giving that much effort. It's infuriating.
Yeah, I think they don't even get paid.
Yeah, I saw that.
I like this one on the left.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Blue Pants back there was talking to me last night. I was like, look at that bitch.
Maddie, did you see that too?
Right
that
there.
They,
there
that these dancers weren't paid? And
yeah.
It was
they caught, they
80
had
80 hours of rehearsal.
Yeah.
Wait, they actually weren't paid?
I don't think the artists are paid either who perform.
No, I'm sure they
had a huge scandal with, like, there was an email that went out that was like, anyone want to volunteer to dance? Looking for professional dancers, get paid in exposure.
Can I say... Okay, it's a massive opportunity. So, were they going to get $150 to go and dance, or they can fucking be in a Super Bowl commercial? That bitch had a moment to fucking get crazy in that camera. It's the biggest moment of her fucking life. You take it or you don't take it. People do all this shit. Like I don't know. Like, the deal was they were not going to pay the dancers. So the people that are going to show up, you should have a problem with the dancers that show up, not a problem with the fact that the Super Bowl. Isn't paying the background.
I'm like 90% sure they literally don't pay the artists that perform. I think, and if they do, it's like insanely low.
Yeah,
they
don't. They cover the cost of the performance, but they don't pay the performance.
Because
yeah.
it's a massive advertisement for this performance. So didn't Dre pay for the whole set? Like, that's what I read somewhere.
Yeah.
That they like paid for they paid themselves.
Well, he's got to funnel money out because he's going through a divorce.
It's a business decision. You're on. So. People pay. I don't know.
Dancers.
How much is the average Super Bowl commercial? How much is it? Right?
It's like $3 million or something.
It's got to be something crazy, right? So, yeah, people pay a massive amount of money in order to put themselves in front of this audience. So it would also make sense that these artists would do the same thing. If I'm the artist, I go, like, yeah, it's the biggest stage.
Yeah, I'm sure all of them are going to have great record sales this month.
In 2021, they were 5.6 million to air.
5.6 million.
Yeah. Also, it does say Dr. Dre paid to produce the show.
Yeah, he paid to produce the show.
Okay.
I just don't really have a problem with it. People can decide to do what they want to do with themselves.
Yeah.
This is a debate in comedy clubs regularly. It's like there has to be a minimum payment, or why wouldn't they pay? I guess Stand Up New York got in trouble for not paying check spots, which is retarded.
Yeah.
Which is retarded. It's, first of all, check spot sucks, okay? You're going up there, you're essentially just eating time so the host doesn't have to. It's for a young comic to sort of figure it out,
mm-hmm.
right? Dan Soder used to do the check spot at Stand Up New York. But if you're saying this has to be a paid spot now, just so you know, that guy who was going to do the check spot, that young buck who's coming up, who's killing for any stage time, who really wants it,
mm-hmm.
is now gone. They're going to give it to a guy who gets paid. It's as simple as that. There's a hierarchy that exists. You could also just pick and choose.
You think so?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I think in – I get it for the Super Bowl, but I think in, like, small industries where, like, dude, on a weekday, you make, like, what, $40
on the spot?
A check
spot can change your life.
Yeah, but, like, they should throw the kid a little cash, you know? Like, dude, clubs still pay nothing. Like, it is such little
even just
fucking money.
Regular spots.
Yeah, like, it is kind of insane.
Maybe it's weird just because I just think it's a fair industry. I think comedy, it's not on Al Martin from the New York Comedy Club to pay my bills. And if I'm using that, if I'm just going, oh, this Tuesday night spot, I need to pay my bills, I got to go. There's sort of a problem with my career, where I'm at, right? Sure. And then the people that are fighting for that, like another $5 in spot pay, I think they're fighting the wrong fight. I just speak to it from my own career. It's like the money is in touring. The money is in podcasting. Absolutely, the money is in having a fan base and building a fan base and generating a fan base. When we go on stage on a Tuesday night, we are literally practicing. Yeah. That is practice. And that's all it is. And I don't think you should necessarily, you should be paid. I don't take spot pay anymore. When I go to a comedy, I just don't take the spot pay. I leave it every single time. Yeah. And it's not because I'm rich. It's just because it's just $20. I don't care enough to wait around for the $20. I'd rather just give
it's
to the
It's not worth the 3 hours you have to sit there.
Yeah, exactly. Or fucking get my Venmo and do it. It's like, dude, keep it. I give it to the producer every single time. And I look at it as practice. And I'm not hyper-focused on the extra $5 that I could be making for that spot. And I'm hyper-focused on some other things that are a lot more important. And I'm in a better position because of it.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to ask Patrick at the stand to book me right after you.
Just give it to the next guy.
Yeah. Pay it forward.
No, I mean, like, I think...
Or I usually give it to the waitress. I'd say give it to the waitress.
I think both things can be true. Like, I totally get what you're saying, you know, but I also feel like some kid who's doing checks, like, I know...
Exposure is a bad word for it because there's a negative connotation there. It's like, ooh, exposure. Like old-timey Hollywood's going to give you exposure. It's not exposure.
But do you
it's
remember
about generating... There's quantifiable things, right? You could... Fans and cash. That's what you should be looking at. And I think if you're focused on the $5 spot or a $10 spot and that difference... I think you're focused on the wrong thing. Sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, like, I mean, do you remember, though, the first time, like, a good club gave you spots? Like, the first time you got paid $50 for a set at a club? Like, I think those are important moments for, like, a young comic coming up, you know? Like, I remember the first time I got on fucking Stand Avails. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I called people. I was like, this is fucking crazy.
But like, those are sort of, these like weird benchmarks and these things that we sort of put ahead of ourselves that aren't very real. Those aren't necessarily the things that are super important.
Yeah, I mean, you learn that.
They feel real at the beginning, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also you need those wins.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, I'm in love.
You need those wins in the beginning. You need to feel if your whole beginning of your career is just taking it on the chin, not making any money, not getting like little things like Montreal or even just getting a call back for late night and getting notes on a set. When I got notes on a set for late night, right? And I'm like, oh dude, I got 2 minutes. They approved two of my minutes are late night ready.
Right.
It's such a dumb, it's not a real thing. But what that does psychologically and whatever endorphins that are releasing, it brings you. It gets you up the next night when maybe you wouldn't feel like going out that next night. Right. And that's really what's important. But each one of these individual little things don't actually matter.
Well, it's more so I don't even think the New York comedy clubs are like that bad. It's like if you go out on the road, like what these features make and shit, or like it is.
And what you know that the club is walking away with.
Yeah. The club is clearing like fucking, you know.
Very often the club isn't, though. Very often the headliner is taking the lion's share of the money. And very often that club, because that weekend you're seeing a sellout weekend with Brendan Schaub, right? The next weekend they have John Fish,
Maddie Smith,
right? Yeah. And then they have 1/3 capacity, or who, I don't mean to shit on John Fish, that's me, it's Luis A. Gomez, right? And it's half capacity or whatever it is. So they also have to make up for that. They have to pay the difference for that.
Yeah.
Watching the Joe Rogan thing with the N-word thing, India Ari, one of the things she said, I never watched her, like when she presented it, what she said. It was actually kind of an interesting point where she was like, look, Spotify was built off the backs of the artists, of the musical artists, right? It's been a decade of just them building a platform based off of music. And now this podcasting thing comes in. She was like, I get 0.03 cents per play on my song. So the money that I've been generating for Spotify is now being paid $100 million to Joe Rogan. He was like, no, fuck that. I'd rather take my business elsewhere. When she sort of put it that way, I sort of started to understand. It wasn't so much about canceling Joe Rogan. It was more like saying, like, what am I even doing here? Like, well, I get nothing from this platform. And they're spending money on a guy who I believe is to be racist or wrong or whatever else it is. But I think overall, the point, the club, it's not always as cut and dry as, oh, I see what this club is making this weekend. Maybe that club, very often, clubs aren't making any money. They're losing money. I know for a fact, multiple club owners, that are losing money running their comedy club. And it's very easy for us to go, like, well, I deserve that money. I know what you're making. It's like, well, no, they're losing money. Gas Digital, I make less of a salary from Gas Digital than Shannon makes. People love to, project this thing that me and Ralph are lining our pockets with money. Me and Ralph don't take large salaries from this company because we invest it back into the business. I make my money off of advertising and through my podcasts. But when you don't really understand the intricacies of how things work, it's very easy to go like, oh, well, look, they don't pay their producers enough. They should be paying their producers 10 times as much. Well, we wouldn't have a business in that case.
Lewis, I didn't need you to fucking own me this morning. I'm like sitting here like, okay, I was just trying to say one thing. Blah, blah, blah. You don't know the business. No, okay. Blah, women aren't funny. Like, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
Paco, this is why you'll never get with her. She's too good for you. She's just too good.
I'm so fucking hot. Yeah. Yeah, true. You, at the end of the day, you don't know everything. You don't know what's going on. If we were supposed to get paid more, we would. I just think sometimes there's like less. We are the product at these comedy clubs. And sometimes that seems to be forgotten.
Exploited.
A little bit,
I don't know
yeah.
if we're the product. I think alcohol is the product. We're the thing that keeps them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very often, especially in showcases clubs, we are a jazz pianist in the back. Have you ever been to a hotel, like a nice hotel, and then they hire some chick, she's playing piano?
Yeah.
That's what we are. And I know when I'm on the road and it's my audience, it's not. But if I'm just booked and I'm on advertising a show and I show up on a Sunday night to stand up New York, I'm that bitch playing piano at the Hilton. That's what I am. And I can sit here and pretend that it's sexier and that I'm this fucking amazing. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm just background noise for that person to down another Long Island iced tea. And we have to accept that. And that's why I use it as practice. I don't really give a fuck about the money.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if I bomb. I don't, I'm not trying to go there.
Well, that's good.
But I think... But I think that very much depends on the club. You know what I mean? Because like the reason I don't think we're jazz pianists is because A, we're not that fucking talented.
Yeah, we're literally fucking losers. Yeah.
And B, you don't sit in a hotel and watch a lobby pianist for an hour and a half.
I do. I get really high sometimes. Whoa.
I think other than the stand and the cellar, most of these clubs are not banking on. You Gotham, a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a cog in a machine. And it's your job to be acceptable.
Yeah, they use us
15 minutes.
They use us just as we use them.
Yeah,
The audience, the club, the bar, everyone's sort of using each other. Comedy is a weirdly selfish thing. Everybody. The club is selfish. The audience, they're not there because they're fucking part of our dream, dude. We are just a minor.
I know, man. Look,
we're all minor characters in everyone's movies, right? And they're living their fucking life. That dude is fucking whatever.
He sounds like Kanye right now.
It's the truth. and just so you know, in this movie is not in that guy's movie.
Yo,
it's
Pete
not
Davidson,
a comedy
talk.
Movie. It's a movie about whatever his life is about. And this is a scene in his movie where we're a fucking asshole in the background making noise.
We're Henny Youngman on stage in Goodfellas.
Yes.
100%. It's about their date.
But here, dude, I mean, like, you go to a club, like, people walk
he's
up
so,
to you
he's
after.
So, he's so young still in this. I want him to gain 40 more pounds and just fucking be right here with me.
Love's like, shut up. I'm actively trying to lose weight. Yeah. Stop
my
commenting
whoop is
on
pulsing
it.
Right now.
maybe I'm a little more cynical, you know.
Lewis, people come out to see you at fucking
Uncle
Vinny's.
I'm not talking about going on the road and seeing a comic that you actually
see. You're talking about showcase shows.
No,
showcase
but
shows,
at
whatever.
Showcase, people come to see you. Like
Sometimes
people will pop up and see you. And also, because I talk to people after shows because I need the approval. But, you know, they'll tell you, like, we've seen you 3 or 4 times. Yeah. We love seeing you. Like, there's a lot of people, especially in New York comedy clubs, that are regulars who are there.
They
go once every 2 weeks.
Those people are just, they are pawns, and you should use them as such. Stop putting so much fucking...
I used to have sex
because some fucking girl came up to him and said she loved his set 3 times, and now he's like, needs this.
Yeah.
I think you're really...
She's legitimate.
I think
now
you just
want to
be cynical, dude, because you're going through a breakup and
maybe.
You want to be edgy, big dog.
Maybe.
I see what's going on, dude.
Oh, is this the cure, Lewis?
I will always love you. What was the best Super Bowl commercial? Anybody see any good ones?
I didn't see
Didn't watch.
Nothing.
They did a Sopranos one.
I saw the Sopranos
one. Oh, that made me... I watched it on YouTube. It just made me mad because it looked like it was Sopranos. And then slowly they just kept showing more and more
a Chevy.
Car.
Yeah.
It was infuriating. It's
more
like, really?
And more car.
This is what happened to the Soprano children after their father died. They have to drive a Chevy.
Yeah. It
it's
was
the same
better
thing
than
with
many
watching
Saints
the halftime show. You're like, ugh, this is what everything's come to.
Yeah. It's also, it is like. I wanted to work in marketing and advertising when I was a kid. Like, I had a real appreciation for it, right? And now I'm almost like a little bit bitter when they do something like that. Like, I'm going, because I did. I was like, oh, shit, it's fucking, you know, what's her name?
Meadow.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. And then I was like, well, I was like, oh. And then I realized what's happening. And I was like, oh, they're just trying to do exactly what's happening right now. And it's working on me. And I start to get angry. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you, Chevy. Was it Chevy? I don't know why. I hate Chevy right now.
A commercial is all about giving you that beginning and disappointing you in the end. Oh. That's the whole recipe.
Do you want to watch it?
A one night stand.
God, you got to watch it.
This is better than Many Saints of Newark, by the way.
It's just a commercial.
I agree.
This is way better.
It's less insulting.
It did have a better ending.
Yeah.
It's less insulting to be sold by Chevy than how Many Saints of Newark ended.
This is less insulting to the Sopranos franchise than Many Saints of Newark. That's so funny.
It's less than the sellout move.
How great would this be in this commercial?
It's so funny. Like, this is my drive, by the way. Like, the Sopranos drive is my drive home. I do it every single day.
Do you play the song?
I should.
Woke up this morning.
You should do a spoof of it.
Hit yourself some cradle.
Yeah, that's a Chevy.
Ew, oh, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Like Meta Soprano would be driving a Silverado, you fucking cunts.
I hate it.
He's definitely acting like AJ, though. That was pure AJ right there.
That is AJ.
He nailed it.
I will say, AJ would be driving a Silverado.
I'm like, she looks good, though.
I'm such a retard. I'm like, yo, the guy who played AJ just nailed AJ. He fucking crushed it. That's the best show of all time. I got my Sopranos sweatshirt on right now.
I also have a Bada Bing.
Do you?
My crew neck.
My chick bought me this.
My chick bought
nice.
Really?
My ex bought me it.
Oh, my chick. You said my chick. Lindsay Lohan was in a commercial, too, right?
Was she?
I thought she was in a Planet Fitness commercial.
She's got those ghost nipples.
She's just in the background, actually, at Planet Fitness.
Her and me both, babe.
You got the ghosts?
A little bit, yeah.
I love the...
So you don't have any pigmentation to your nipple color?
Super light
they're
pink.
They're light.
Prove it. Let me see.
No, I'm not doing that right
Come
now.
On.
Please.
Right
Maybe
now?
A different day.
Another day? Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Tap the Planet Fitness commercial if you want to see it.
Yeah, pull it up.
Maddie's broken down. She's slowly but surely dying.
But wait, when did you get out of a relationship?
In October.
That's a little while. You starting to come out of it?
I'm not coming, but I'm out. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like on a bender for the first month after, and now I'm just fine.
Yeah,
You like release everything by blacking out.
Oh, you were getting drunk every night?
A little bit, yeah. I do a little coke.
Mm.
And
I was blacking out, drinking new.
Blacking out is a segment on her show.
Yeah.
Doggy, Yeah, I'm just, once again, maybe I'm older. How old are you, Maddie?
I'm 30.
Yeah, I'm just
so
older.
So we're like the same in...
The exact same in terms of maturity.
I think with you, Lewis, you got to date somebody a little bit older, I think.
Yeah.
I did. Karen was older. She was 35. She was ancient. She just looked young.
Fair enough. But also...
Yeah, but when you get up close.
Also, and then the last girl before that was 23.
Not a comic
too
would
young.
Be good, too.
23?
It's like dating a comic is so much easier in terms of what you can get, the level of talent you can attract immediately, but like... I think they're unsustainable every time.
Yeah, short term. It feels good at first. And then...
Yeah.
I mean, I go back and forth.
But once she gets a podcast on Guest Digital, I want to see other people.
I've only given one girl a podcast on Guest Digital.
I don't know. Every woman just doesn't see the whole process. It's it's literally steps every time. You start doing rap a lot. You start. You go to Jamaica.
None of it's wrong.
Oh,
first of all, she did Realize Podcast.
Instagram.
She did Realize Podcast one time since we started dating, and she would complain about that because she did the show more when we weren't dating. But I didn't want to. I didn't want to seem like I was just putting her on because she's my girlfriend. So it was the opposite. I gave her less opportunities.
Yeah, totally.
No, I mean, look, the reality is you date somebody for 6 months and then you figure out if you're right for each other. You figure out if your lifestyles match, if everything works. But it just didn't.
It takes a second, yeah.
It takes a little while. That's the reality.
It took all of us 6 months to realize you guys weren't going to work
Obviously.
Out.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial, Shannon?
I didn't watch all of them. Wow. But I do have that Lindsay Lohan one ready.
Oh, yeah, ghost nipples. That's what we're
pull up her
about.
Nips, too.
Yeah.
She's looking good.
Yeah, she is.
This basketball star married himself in 1996.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Correct.
Son of a...
She's sleeping better than ever, which the paparazzi aren't thrilled about.
I miss Lizzie!
She's even more productive, trading DUIs for DIY.
The verdict is...
Gorgeous. Maybe it's not what's gotten into Lindsay. It's what Lindsay's gotten into.
Hey, William.
Planet Fitness. Get glowing and feel spectacular.
So this whole, it was a whole commercial about how she was a whore?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, now she goes to Planet Fitness.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now she's like,
she eats pizza at the gym.
She's doing great. So well. If you see Lindsay Lohan in a Planet Fitness, she's doing coke again.
That's crazy. She's there to buy drugs from a personal trainer.
She's buying coke from the dude sleeping on a bench.
All right, give me another one, Shannon, please.
The number one on this list is the Dr. Evil one, so I'll show you that one.
Let's see. Please, I'm excited. I'm excited Super Bowl commercials.
God.
Our takeover of General Motors is complete.
Dr. Evil, we can now use GM's Ultium platform to power our whole operation.
I just realized that now Dr. Evil's table looks like a list of Joe Rogan guests.
Evil, I'm Dr. Yeah, is that Jordan Man? Peterson?
It's fucking Jordan Peterson and then that governor with one eye.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Evil's in Austin, Texas now.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil's like, the barbecue here is amazing.
I know Joe Rogan. He's not racist.
He's our friend.
Spotify is going to take away his $100 million.
He's like, puts up an Instagram photo of them together.
That's great.
He's not evil. I'm evil.
His name is Kyle.
You notice every ad now is nostalgia.
I know. I was singing that.
It's all remakes.
And the halftime
show.
Well,
because, and that's my problem.
It's all marketed toward
it's all member berries.
People with money.
And they are taking advantage of the fact that we're stupid. And when I see it, it makes me angry. I go like, no, I'm not dumb. You can't just fucking.
Says the owner of Gas Digital.
You can't just member berry me into buying your products. I don't like it.
But you just bought a Chevy yesterday.
Yeah.
I also did not like the commercial for they're rebooting the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's a dramatic series now.
And I heard it's awful.
I heard it's terrible, yeah.
I don't know.
Can we see the preview for that?
It's a dramatic series.
Pete Davidson is in it.
No, he's not.
He is? Oh.
His cock makes an appearance.
It was.
Sorry, just a minute.
Please, no problem. Where did Shannon go? Oh, I get it. She had to go masturbate. She heard my voice too much. She gets very turned on. Yeah.
Lewis.
Is that your Shannon impression?
No, it's mine.
That's your masturbating sound?
That's what you sound like when you masturbate?
Fuck. I'm close.
You say I'm close while you masturbate? Yeah. You let the earth know that
I
you're
close? I let my mind know. And then I'm like, wait, shit, I lost it. Never mind.
Yeah, women are always lying to themselves. Yeah. Even when they're alone.
Even alone, close. Yeah.
I'm so close.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck.
Shit.
Fuck.
The idea of a woman faking an orgasm while masturbating is pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Did you come?
Yeah.
So, go ahead, please. This is the Peacock original.
You want to go?
No, go ahead. I'm ready.
He has fillers. Everything's so corny.
Now, this is a story. Mm-mm.
No.
What, this is, Shannon, what is this?
It said this was the Super Bowl commercial.
I don't know what the fuck this is. Just stop it.
I can't.
Just stop it right now. I hate it. It's making me angry.
I think we wanted the trailer.
What the
reboot.
Fuck was this?
Not the Super
what
Bowl commercial.
That?
The trailer for the reboot.
What was that, a Zoom meeting?
But they had a Peacock logo in the beginning, so this must have something
that
to do
with
it.
That was the Super Bowl commercial for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that's what you needed.
No, we wanted the trailer for the reboot,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. Wow.
The miscommunication.
That was crazy. Whatever that was.
I don't know what
that made
was.
Me angry.
That was really sad.
This time we're trying to make you forget
no.
who you are and where you came from. Don't let it do that.
Is that Carlton?
Damn.
Jeffrey Thompson, house manager.
Will.
Oh, Viv.
10 years is a long time.
Let me show you around.
Where them dimes at?
I don't hate it so far, by the way.
Really?
I don't know why I don't hate this.
I hate this a lot.
You hate it.
I hate this.
I hate that it looks like Trevor Noah playing him.
What?
It looks like Trevor Noah to me.
I'm glad you're safe. We're talking.
Everyone on the show looks like Trevor
you
Noah to
so
me.
Does not look like
Trevor Noah. Is that Trevor Noah? Is that Trevor Noah? There's Trevor Noah.
Jermaine Fowler.
I would watch this.
I will give the first episode a look-see.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wait, you have to have Peacock. I don't have that.
It's like it's free for like the first month, and it's like $5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good app actually.
I have so many of those things now. I just keep on signing up for them.
Me too. Scrap on the
ball court. Oh shit!
Was it you?
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
You
know,
where'd he get the gun?
You want him to deal with you?
Uh oh.
Why move mountains to get me here? So here's the story.
Okay, it's getting a little too dramatic.
Oh, there was dice in the mirror. There was dice in the mirror. guys, hold on, pause it. There was dice in the mirror.
What does that mean? I'm stupid.
It's in the song.
It's in the song.
It's from the intro.
Oh,
sorry.
Haha.
Dude, it's the last line of this is yo Holmes.
Okay? Forget it.
See you later.
Yeah. 5 minutes ago, he's like, this nostalgia is not going to work on me.
Oh, fuck the dice.
Shannon, sign me up for Peacock.
Fuck the dice.
Totally hypnotized by a fucking commercial.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's they think they could sell me on my childhood? You like idiots.
Just gave a kid a binky and he stopped talking.
This is like the worst trailer of all time. He's like, I'm loving this. Nerds, let's fucking play dice right now.
It was a dice in the mirror.
They really did.
And
I was like, fuck this show. Fuck nostalgia. I'm no Mark. Halfway through, I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I hope they switch out Aunt Viv halfway through the trailer.
He literally went, is that Carlton?
Yeah, literally.
I see a thin mustache. Oh my God, doggies.
That's great.
I rule.
They think we're stupid.
I don't care what you people say. I fucking rule.
Do you want to finish it or is that
shut up, bitch.
Yes. Oh, now he's mad. Now he's mad.
He's like, yeah, let's finish the season.
Yeah, right. Let's just put on now.
Is this out right now? Can I go home and watch this now?
Yeah.
No love.
Shannon, do you want to do Gomez Watches Bel Air?
Does it have to be naked?
Naked?
No.
Like naked? Oh, we were doing Gomez Watches Naked and Afraid and Love.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you watching and reviewing a black show. That's, I don't know about that.
Wait.
I can do it.
Is it Bel Air and the Bear? In the Bear?
In the Bear?
Yeah.
Bel Air and the Bear. Oh, like bear.
B-A-R-A, yeah.
I was imagining a big old woolly,
nope. No, that's a
grizzly bear.
Me too. That's just this podcast.
There we go.
Thank you.
Welcome to Bel Air. What the hell is my life?
Yo, chill out, bro.
Up. Oh, it's a white kid?
Cut out for this. Why are we working so hard?
Can I say white kids typically are afraid of black kids? I need to point this out. Very often you're seeing white kids bullying black kids. It's not a real thing.
Don't talk about me on Wild and Out.
Just like in every commercial now when you see a robber, it's a white guy. It's wild to me.
Yeah.
Not there's no more black criminals according to TV commercials at all.
No, they all became judges.
It's psychotic. It's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know.
It'll be a criminal or some white guy, and he's like, if I can put a shoe polish on his eyes and going, oh, I'm going to break in this house. Ooh. It doesn't exist. We're teaching our children to not be afraid of black people. This is not this is not a safe way to raise our children.
I was wondering how this Kubi a bit would pay off.
What are they going to do? They're going to fucking get murdered out there. They're walking around like, oh, look, I'm in trouble. I better run towards this gang of black people. That's crazy.
No, I think also if you're a black parent, you don't teach your kids like, hey, this white kid's going to bully you. You teach them that the system will.
Yes.
You know, bigger picture.
Yeah. Whoa, woke king.
You already know.
The system. Whoa.
The CIS. The CIS, yeah.
System of a Down with Lev Fur.
Damn, I just found out my brain is working at the same speed as Lewis's.
Dude.
That's a bummer.
Dude. All right, let's go to some of these Crack Amigo submissions because we do have to wrap this show up in about 20, 30 minutes here. So here's what happened. If you guys don't know, fill everyone in. We've launched our own search for the next SoundCloud white rapper. Okay, they don't necessarily have to be white, but being white is pretty cool in this contest. So we've had, from all over the world, people have submitted their songs. 1 minute songs about the show, about the contest. They're trying to become Crack Amico. On the line, a recording contract with Gas Digital Records, $1,000.
That's right.
Getting played before the Real Ass Podcast.
Gas Digital Original.
Gas Digital Records, yeah. And you get played before the show, during breaks, after the show. You get a spot at Skankfest. You get to perform at Skankfest.
As long as you kneel.
As long as
just like Eminem did.
As long as you kneel, yes. So so what we're doing now, though, is the Crack Amigos, not only have they submitted their songs, but they have submitted a video showing us their Crack Amico lifestyle and who they are. So we're down to the top 13, right, Shannon?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Awesome.
So we're going to do half today and then half on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting for a couple more Crack Amigos, including Bricks from the Racist Live Chat. Never sent in his video.
Yeah, and I actually messaged him in the live chat why he didn't send his video.
What did he say?
He didn't answer me.
Wow, Bricks.
He's getting nervous.
Yeah, I thought he would be one of the first
ones. Wow, Bricks. We love you.
He probably has a family.
We love Bricks.
I love Ed Lewis. Like, we're getting tapes from all over the world, and he means Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Actually, and Germany Scranton. And England.
You got German?
Great Germany, too. Yeah. We've covered all our bases.
Okay, so let's go. Let's go.
First up is Philip Wave.
All right.
Philip Wave, the great Ian Ellis.
Was that crack?
I think he's smoking crack.
You getting crack at the last minute, son. I'm saying don't be auditioning for stuff. Getting fucking garbage on.
What is he drinking? Oh, his liquor.
Tinfoil to teeth.
I feel like that would hurt my teeth.
Listen.
Definitely.
Y'all ain't give me nothing but a couple motherfucking hours to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't right. You know, Shannon. You know what the fuck the deal is.
He's threatening Shannon with a knife.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy this short motherfucking shit. I hope you understand. I am motherfucking Dracomico. You understand?
He might
me?
Be.
Trying to catch these knuckles? Trying to catch these friendly.
What if this ends up slicing someone's
all right,
throat?
All right, I like
I'm actually nervous.
I thought they were going to rap.
No, they already sent in their songs. Just, them just showing their crack and nickel lifestyle.
Dane always going to Starbucks.
Yeah. And y'all got any crack?
I'm sorry?
Crack, cocaine, y'all got that? You know where I could get some?
The last customer came by, had some.
That's for real. Where's he? What dumpster are you behind?
I'm out
here. Y'all got any crack?
It's pretty funny.
Crack, y'all got
not
some?
Bad.
Any muffin?
And y'all ain't never got no motherfucking crack. You don't got none?
Yeah, I do have some muffins. I have blueberry, I have chocolate chip corn, and coffee cake.
How amazing would this be if he's actually like reveals that all these places are selling crack?
Yeah. Y'all looking for tricks and shit. Watch this blood, you like fidget spinners. I could do with motherfucking, I can't do with the knuckles, all right. Fucking the fucking fidget spinners, how about that shit?
Ian is a lunatic.
You get me in the ring, I'll battle every one of these motherfuckers.
He just turned British in the middle of the video.
He turned into Kanye.
This was his German audition?
Yeah.
Style better than me. I'm crack motherfucking Amico.
All right, we got it, okay, Shannon. I like it. I don't know how we're gonna have to decide. I guess we'll make three go through today after we watch them. We'll have half the submissions go through.
We have to watch five more of those?
Shannon, go to the next one.
No.
We'll see what they do. We'll see where they go with it.
Okay.
The next one is Cullen, which he was a favorite early on.
Okay.
Oh, Cullen.
This looks cool. Editing.
Breaking news from the Colorado United News telecast. Crackamico has infiltrated the nation. It started as a contest, but one contestant has taken it too far. I flew out and spoke firsthand to the Crackamico in the family whose life has been turned upside down. The Real Ass Podcast destroyed my brother's life. He
it's
used
supposed
to be
look
a good
like
person.
He's sitting there.
They engulfed him in the Crackamico lifestyle. Now, why does your brother think he's Crackamico? All he talks about is drugs, doggies, Shannon's tits.
Doggies.
He's convinced he's a real ass dude. But what exactly is a real ass dude? I don't know. Last time he threatened to come on my grave, he throat punched me. I don't understand. I don't know what's up with that. Let's talk to the real Crackamico. Hello, Crackamico. Haha, sup. Call me the international superstar.
Amazing editing.
You know? Okay, international superstar. Well, you best come with some respect, doggy. It's the international superstar. You know? Are you taking drugs? Doggy, these are blue chews. You don't blue chew? Do you struggle with addiction? Oh, no, nah, doggy. These are for rhythm, you know? Like, ooh. You know? Let's get into it. Why do you think you're Crackamico? It's in my blood, man. Like, I just wake up and I'm Crackamico. Like, I don't understand your accent, but I think it's racist.
It's more energy than I put into any tape I've ever done.
I know. You know? Like, what am I doing with my life?
What do you mean when you say you're real ass?
I can't even make a TikTok.
You know how, like, when you rap, you're, like, spitting bars, real shit, you rhyme? Like, that doesn't make sense. Huh?
He had a time.
You know? Your brother told me you spent hundreds of dollars on digital gas to chat with racist. Do you have anything to say about that?
Just that you're fucking retarded, doggy.
All right, the I like it. All right. Well, all right, that's all enough right. for now, Shannon. I like it. Look, this is going to be hard. This is going to be so hard to see who goes through today because both of these submissions have been great so far. I can see both of these gentlemen being Crack and Miko.
Well, it can only get better from here.
Let's see. What else we got? Who do we got, Shannon?
The next one is...
Hold on. Let me. I'm going to write down my scores here.
Okay.
So...
First is Philip Wave.
Do we have to score them or just...
No, I got it. Second?
Second was Cullen.
Cullen. Got it.
And this next one is going to be John. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is that David Shine?
Yes. Whatever happened to David Shine?
He's in a Walmart commercial or something. He's in L.A.
Really?
That's funny.
Is that a black
first
guy?
First of the day, let's go write some raps.
Let's write some bars. First, we need some blood. Ready?
This is just bothering me.
I hate this a lot.
This is really... What is happening?
I write my raps.
You guys ready to see my new tat? Crack-a-doodle-doo, bitch. Let's go to the studio.
Dude, crack-a-doodle-doo.
Crack-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. That's funny.
I'm crack amigo, psycho evil, jack slap a cracker, then stab a negro. We ride Dorito. It's not your
car. I like him.
Works out like Shannon before she farts in jars. Stabbiest, rapiest, cracked out, skankiest. Tack a SWAT sticker, then convert a couple atheists. When you manscape your balls, thank you. Gas Digi. My mom has some sponsors, too.
After the studio, I like to jacuzzi.
Yeah, this guy is old.
Jacuzzi.
And then there's me.
No.
Oh, he's got a...
Yeah. Hey, I'm about to jacuzzi in this jacuzzi, man. If y'all want some chicharrones, let me know now so I can de-thaw the pigskins. Oh, before you ask me anything, man, like...
I am blown away.
You sold a lot of crack.
I love
today.
Him.
So I love him weird. Too. Yeah. At first, I hated him, but then he took me on a journey, and I love him. He is living a Crack Amico lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've seen enough, Shannon. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, hold on one second.
This is all.
That was a pretty huge turnaround.
It's wild. No, you're right. It started off really bad.
Yeah, that was
and then
crazy.
He owned it.
Okay, the next one is Stewart.
Stewart.
Hold on one second. Okay, here you go.
Thanks for sitting down with us today for your very last podcast interview. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, so you're from London?
Yeah, obviously.
And why do you want to win this contest?
Literally just to fuck Shannon.
That's three for three.
Yeah. Paco, Bricks, Acumental?
Acumental, well, I should not read it for you.
No, fuck this. Fuck you. Okay, is it a new rap?
That's my camera!
Is he raping her?
Alright, in this guy's defense, he knew a woman as opposed to the other
kid. Yeah, imagine making your girlfriend.
Oh,
dude.
Crack your mental!
Right.
Yeah, let's see this.
I like this guy.
Your mental, act your age. Change your name to Crack Amico or get off the stage. You're looking like David Blaine, the street magic freak show. Like everybody loves Ray, but Stone the gay. Won't lie, Ronald. Yeah, it's true. Rap, but grow up. You didn't blow up. Now don't be mad. You got dropped by your own label. Your career is sailed. Your mum knows you failed. Shit, now I feel kind of bad. Runny, releasing new tunes at the answer. Forget terminal knowledge. Your song's a terminal cancer. I never recognized cultural appropriation until I saw you rap. Now I think you owe some reparations. Damn, Lewis and Zach. What? Have you seen her? Run stick Latina. Girlfriend Melina. A little tasty something. Black or Hispanic. Melina, how do I say your boyfriend's
Spanish.
Oh.
That I'm a fan. Can't afford to hate me. Your fan base flow hot and cold like the AC. My guess is you ain't getting booked for Vegas, which is outrageous. You haven't had a gig for ages. Your whole brand's faded. Your talent is wasted and your grand plan to make it.
Paco shot this.
Made up in flames. It's a shame that you have to quit parading on stage.
Wow.
When we know that you're
he came straight after Acumen. All right. We got. Look, here's the thing. Yeah. He came out hard.
I like him.
This is fucking great. And he came after Acumen. Our good friends from the Palmer Squares term and Ecumenal.
And he knew that's our friends.
Yeah, no, he knows who the fuck's up.
That was
up.
A big swing.
It was a big swing, and I don't know if Ecumenal is going to reply. I have no idea if he's going to reply as Crackamico. I have no idea, but this is heating up. I'll tell you right now, I kind of want to see more from British Stewart Crackamico, but we'll see. We have two more to go through. We're going to with three are going through today, Shannon.
Okay. The next one is... Real Ass Crackamico. Here's his video.
Real Ass Crackamico. I just want to take my time, let y'all know that you can follow me on Twitter at Real Crackamico. Now, I ain't pushing it yet,
his real voice.
But on March 1st, my first single drops. We're going to call it Dream Girl. Now, I know haters probably going to say, oh, you the real ass Crackamico, but your first song going to be about your feelings about some bitch you don't even know. And yeah, you know what it is, because that's real ass. That's real ass, too.
That is real ass.
All right, every song can't just be about killing, raping, drugs, you know? I'm on some Nikki Glaser level shit that y'all don't understand, okay?
Oh.
I got feelings, too. I got to shoot my shot, too. You know, I keep it real ass like that, you know? See a black man's rhythmic cadence with his words. Take that shit for myself, steal it, try to profit off it. That's some real ass shit. Put this ski mask on so that I can try to be a white rapper without having to live with the embarrassment of showing my face trying to be a white rapper. Have my cake and eat it too. Have my crack rock and smoke it too. That's some real ass shit. Point being, I ain't gonna have time for no more contest shit. I ain't got time for a Zoom rap battle with lesser talents in a contest that I already won. And you have to ask yourself too, would the real Crackamico get on cam and diddle his clit because some Puerto Rican says that maybe he'll give you 1,000 tokens? Man, fuck you. Well, I gotta cut this shit here, but man, this is it. I mean, I'm taking the
valid point.
He made really good points, mate. Yeah.
I'm putting that shit out on the street. I'm selling to kids, old ladies. I don't give a fuck.
All right, okay? I like it. You don't think we want to go through the contest, Shannon, but yeah. That might make him go through the contest.
That's me at a JFL callback.
Yeah. It's just for laughs, Liv.
I know.
Go ahead, Shannon.
All right, this is the last one on this for next today. One.
Yeah,
this
why not?
From what
Funny Losers. Oops, cut that out.
The last one from today. This is Cam Groves.
Cam Groves. Actually, Cam Groves is one of the more accomplished rappers in the competition.
Trap House.
Hell yeah. He's got a face tattoo. And he's rolling a blunt.
What they look like for Crackamico.
Well, first thing I do is I wake up and I make myself a big-ass breakfast. You know what I'm saying?
Breakfast.
And then I do my meditation and breathing, try to get my head straight. You know what I'm saying? Then I check my emails, you know, take care of business, pay some bills, shit like that, you know? And then I hit the studio. Make that money, you know what I'm saying?
I like this guy.
Sorry I'm here. My raps will slap your ass like you're Ari Shaffir.
Oh.
On my mom, I swear. I'm quick to throw bricks at a Palmer Square. Other than that, I like to
This guy.
I'm quick to throw bricks at a Palmer Square.
I like to fuck my bitch.
All right, dude,
mom!
This is great.
Mom.
Do you want to finish it or do you
want to? Yeah, keep on playing. Okay. It's great.
10 seconds.
I'm trying to make a video!
I like him.
Wow. This is hard.
I really like that one.
This is hard. This is fucking hard right now. They're all so good.
I like him and the black dude.
Is that all of them or is there one more?
For sure, Cam Groves. That's what we're going to do for today. For sure, Cam Groves is going through.
I want to put the British guy in.
Yeah, British guy's good.
British guy crushed it. He came out at Acumen like a motherfucker.
I think first guy's out.
Yeah, Phil Wave, Ian Ellis, it was great. I really enjoy everything you do. You know that, you fucking troll bastard. But yeah, you're gone. Second guy, I love this guy. And I hate the fact that I have to say this. He's so funny, But he's not cracking me. If we're being honest, but he's not a very good rapper.
Which one was
that?
He's
not crack material.
That's the guy that was interviewing himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now it comes down to these four. My problem is I don't remember their songs as much.
Oh, the British guy.
The British song was great. The Cam Gross song was great. I know those two are in. So between Stewart and Real Ass Crack Amico, the auto-tunes guy, Shannon, can we hear their songs again? Is that possible really quickly?
Yeah, give me one sec.
And then we're going to wrap on this, guys.
The guy who interviewed himself, though, he did a lot of fucking work.
He was awesome.
Shout out.
Yeah, dude, Colin,
it
he's the man.
Could have been better.
He put 3 hours into that. He was like reacting to his own shit.
Let's see. So it's between. So right now, Cam Groves is going through. John the Brit is going through for sure.
Yeah, like
no, Brit. Or Stewart the Brit.
No,
I think Stewart is the Brit.
Stewart's the Brit. I'm sorry, John is the black guy.
All right, I have Real Ass Crack Amico's video.
Let's see Real Ass Crack Amico. I'm going to see his rap again.
Oh. Oh my God. So big, you know I'm dragging. Just had a girl that fucked me because a man can't feel a mag. And I found a bitch boyfriend on a gram, now I'm tagging. All right. She said he on Twitch, now she fucked me while I'm fragging. Yeah. Podcast, record deals, bitch, you know I'm bagging her. Once I'm rich, I'm buying Shannon tits so she can brag on me. Crack a Miko wannabes, tearing up, I'm gagging her. False sense of confidence, and now I'm Brendan Sagan. Oh. Now they catch me slipping because I know my haters. Okay, all right.
Okay. Go to the other one.
Okay.
That was Real Ass Crack Amico. That was the guy with the auto tune, which I liked. I liked him
lots
a lot.
Of rhymes.
What was the other one you wanted?
John.
Okay.
John was the other one. Stewart was a British guy. Stewart's going through. Cam Gross is going through to the next round. Down to the top six.
So this one is just the audio. Hold on one sec.
Let's see. Thank you guys for joining this.
All great ideas are stolen by somebody else and made better. Crack Amico, we need a rapper who is not established out there, but can drop some sick shit. You know, no, he's got to come with his own tattoos. I want somebody to bring some their own flavor to this.
You think Zach's good? Wait to hear Crack.
Yeah. Dude, Crack, my protege.
Crack! Crack!
This sounds cracky already.
Get down with R.A.P.
Yeah, you know me.
Okay.
Get down with R.A.P.
Yeah, you know me.
Get down with R.A.P.
Yeah, you know me.
Wait, you said R.A.P.?
You forgot the E.
I'm Crack Amigo, psycho evil. Jack slap a cracker, then stab a Negro. We ride Dorito. That's not your car.
Oh, this is the black guy.
That's the black guy, right? Yeah.
This is the black guy.
Jars. Stabbiest, rapiest, cracked out stabiest. Tag a SWAT sticker, then convert a couple atheists. When you manscape, then your balls
stay huh. It's like really bad, but that lines up with what it is. Like, this is way more Crack Amico-ish.
Right.
Zach, what do you think? You got to put one of the guys through.
John's song is better, and I don't know, his video stunk in the beginning, but he put more effort into it than just doing it in his car.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. John's gone through it. Look, Real Ass Crack Amico, you rule. Your song ruled. I love the auto-tunes, but this is it. The top three from today into the final top six. John, Cam Groves,
and Stewart.
And Stewart from England will be moving on. Wednesday, we will be figuring out the last three. And that's the top six.
Jacuzzi is what got him through.
Jacuzzi is what got him
that's
through.
That's good. Jacuzzi is good, yeah.
And he just looked progressively more fucked up on drugs throughout the video. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we're wrapping this one up. Thank you guys very much for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible show. Until then, have yourselves an incredible evening. Good night.
Peace.
That's all, folks.